and we have Mega Hulk, a.k.a. Mega Hulk, Stephen Davis. He's a TPUSA contributor, and he is on the line, and we're going to talk all things BLM and the forbidden collection of donations in California and Washington due to their lack of financial transparency. It's so nice to have you on, Mega Hulk, a.k.a. Stephen Davis.
Pleasure being on with you. Yes,
I love it. First, I guess we should probably get into why people call you Mega Hulk. For our listeners who don't know who you are, give us a little rundown of why do people call you Mega Hulk?
Well, I was at a rally in that 2020 pro-Trump rally, and I met up with TPUSA's own Benny Johnson, and he wanted to have an interview with me. He was like, you're a big guy. And I had a big old sign, you know, big old flag pole. And you look like a big guy. You know, mind if I interview you? I said, absolutely. He just looked at me. He's like, you know what? Mega Hulk. I was like, yes, sir. That'll work. And ever since that moment, it just, the name stuck. I'm all for it. I'll take it. I'm not complaining whatsoever.
I love it. Stephen, I love that story. And Benny Johnson is so funny. And I always tell everybody, awesome. Go follow this guy on Instagram because he has some really good memes. And your social media is absolutely amazing as well. So go follow Mega Hulk on Insta. Or do you have an Instagram, right?
Absolutely. Real Mega Hulk on Instagram. Absolutely.
Real Mega Hulk on Instagram. So we're going to get into this. The Indiana Attorney General a few weeks ago called Black Lives Matter a falling house of cards. What do you think about everything that's going on with BLM? And do you think they're money laundering?
Absolutely. I mean, they've been an illegitimate entity from the start. And it's really interesting because we've been wondering when it comes to their lack of transparency, when it comes to their funds, we've been wondering where has the money been going? I mean, we understand that, Black Lives Matter, they're supposed to be looking out for the communities of color and all this type of foolish tropes that they've been peddling, but they have not done a single solitary thing, especially when it comes to their transparency. So we the American people, been wondering, what's really going on with BLM? So when it comes to situations like this, we're not surprised at all. We're thinking that BLM has been an illegitimate entity from the jump, and we saw their fruits, especially during the 2020 riots. So we understand that they're nothing to be trifled with, and to see that their lack of transparency has finally come up, caught up to them, especially when it comes to their funding. I am so glad to see it, and I hope they tank. I hope the American people finally see BLM for the despicable organization that it is.
Right, and we do have a Bloomington Normal chapter here, and it's brand new. It's called Heart Not Skin, and I really don't think that was the message of BLM, and I don't know why people resonated with BLM's message. I think there's going to be a cultural shift where people are just like, nope, that's not the message that we were actually trying to get across. BLM is, Black Lives Matter, yes, but there is this new Bloomington Normal chapter we, have started here. It's Heart Not Skin. And it gets at the content of your character and it goes deeper than skin, and it's not so surface level. But why do you think people really resonated? And I mean, you have to hand it to BLM. They crowds and crowds of people, especially here in Bloomington, Illinois. I don't know if you were, where were you at during the George Floyd 2020 riots?
Oh, goodness. I was in California. I was in both Los Angeles and the high desert area, traveling back and forth. Goodness gracious, I saw the devastation, especially when it comes to L.A., the different people, the proponents of BLM taking over these city streets and burning down businesses and looting stores, more so looting than the burning down of businesses. But it's absolutely egregious that BLM was allowed to do what they do. And it's actually rather interesting because I think the American people are starting to wake up. But BLM was really effective at its messaging, right? The euphemism. They're really good. The left is really good with the euphemistic expressions, right? BLM, Black Lives Matter. But we all understand that that stands for supremacy and Marxism. Same thing with Antifa. Antifa, all the, you know, anti-fascist. Oh, no, we're talking about absolute terrorism, domestic terrorism. You know, the whole idea of, women's reproductive health. No, you're talking about the murder of babies. So they're really good at this veneer. They're creating this veneer of expression when it comes to what it is that they're trying to put as the face of things, as opposed to what they really do underneath. So I think BLM was really great at their marketing. Same thing with AOC. She's really great at marketing herself as this great, benevolent type of person. But when you look at them, look at her underneath, you come to find out that she is nothing good for America. She stands for principles that are not American-like. She stands for socialism, quote-unquote democratic socialism, which is a veneer for socialism. So they're really good at the messaging. And that's where BLM was really able to excel. And they pushed this idea of white guilt onto the American people, so much so that people felt beholden to this idea of Black Lives Matter, and that we have to stand in solidarity. We have to put the black square on our social media program profiles and things of this nature to be able to seem in compliance. Because if we don't look like we're in compliance with Black Lives Matter, then we're shouted down, we're told we're horrible people, we're doxxed, we're told, and the whole nine yards. Yeah. So I'm really glad that the American people are starting to see what it is for BLM for what it is, because it's not a good organization, and it's about nothing that's going to further the United States of America.
Yeah, and a really different tone. When you were describing what was going on in L.A., all I could think about was a totally different tone that we are seeing on social media when it comes to the Freedom Convoy. And the fact that Joe Biden hasn't come out and said, hey, you guys should not be being so communistic, tyrannical against these people who are peacefully protesting this Freedom Convoy. A totally different tone.
Yeah, it's absolutely interesting to see how BLM has so much credence, right? They, even though they burnt down entire cities, even though they killed individuals, you know, dozens of people were killed during the 2020 riots, in the BLM riots, I should say. Even though they burnt down cities, looted stores, murdered people, terrorized their own citizens, they're propped up and held up as this wonderful entity. And then you have the Freedom Convoy, who are absolutely peaceful. They're 100% peaceful, but yet still they have the stigma, and they're stigmatized as these people who are trying to upend democracy and trying to, you know, create an insurrection. And people are vehemently against the Freedom Convoy, who's just standing for freedom, who's standing for, they just want to go back normal, they want to go back to life as normal, and yet and still they're demonized, they're torn down. The Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, Lord have mercy, that guy is absolutely egregious. And they're just demonizing anybody who stands for freedom, but yet and still when it comes to actual domestic terrorism, when it comes to BLM, they're up and they're it's all looked over, and they look over the faults of BLM. It's just the hypocrisy is so blatant. And I think, like I said, the American people are starting to wake up, and they are starting to compare and contrast these entities with, you know, the Freedom Convoy as opposed to BLM. And they're understanding that they are definitely not one and the same. And the American people, as well as the Canadian people, are tired of being gaslit.
We're talking to Stephen Davis, also known as MAGA Hulk, right here on Cities 92.9. So let me ask you this, like, how can we continue to overcome the hypocrisy? Because you bring up a great point. I mean, Black Lives Matter was very damaging in a lot of ways. They did have messaging that helped in some ways, but overall they had a lot of bad things happening. Yet there's positive things like the Freedom Convoy that get a bad rap. What can be done, if anything, to overcome the hypocrisy?
Well, one thing I really believe is that when it comes to any individual with a cell phone, you know, with a camera on their cell phone or any type of recording device, you are individual journalists. We are all individual journalists. To us, especially with the rise of social media, it's up to us to go on social media and post and talk about the truth. Because a lot of people are under the impression, especially when it comes to legacy media and mainstream media, they're under the impression that these journalistic entities are the end-all, be-all. So when we get out there and present the actual truth, their eyes are finally opened, and they see reality for what it absolutely is. So it's up to us. I think it's up to us, the American people and the Canadian people, to come together and say, you know what? We're going to push forth the truth. We're going to be eyes on the ground. We're going to get out there and show the American people and the Canadian people and the rest of the world what's really going on when it comes to our freedoms being squashed and trampled on. It's up to us, especially when it comes to BLM. I think one of the best things that happened when it came to BLM, you had CNN and everything like them saying, fiery but mostly peaceful protest. Really? Mm. Really? Mm. So it took individual journalists to go out there and say, you know what, we're going to give you the truth. We're going to show you the looting. We're going to show you the rioting. We're going to show you the murders. We're going to show you in grand fashion. So that's what we need to do as Americans. That's what the Canadian people need to do with us around the rest of the world. We need to get out there. We need to, individually, we need to get out there and absolutely show the rest of the American people the truth of what is going on, what is happening, so we can open eyes and show people that the lies of the media is indeed lies. And I think that we can do that, we the people, and I think that's the best way of going about it.
Love it.
All right. Thank you very much. Stephen Davis, MAGA Hulk, joining us from TPUSA. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.